is there even more fear, uncertainty, and doubt right now going on in China and relating to Bitcoin? That's what I want to talk about today, specifically on some more rumors that are circulating right now in regards to the shutdown of OTC trading for Bitcoin in China, potentially basically killing off mining in China, the nationalization of mining in China. So a lot of crazy rumors happening right now, I think, that have driven the price a little bit in the past 24 hours. And quite frankly, where there's been rumors, there's been news in the past couple weeks in regards to China. So I want to talk a little bit about kind of what is circulating right now so you can get a good finger on the pulse of what's happening. Be as informed as possible so you can potentially make smarter investments or just have a good understanding of what's going on if you're sitting on the sidelines, if you're holding, whatever it might be. My name is Rob from Crypto Bobby. If you are new here, I do daily recorded videos on the subject of cryptocurrency. So hit that subscribe button if you are new here. Would definitely appreciate that. And thank you so much for taking the time to join. So within the past 24 hours or so, just looking at the Coinigy charts right now on Bitcoin, US dollars, there was a little bit of a drop yesterday afternoon, and things have been a little bit uneasy per se. And a lot of that is in regards to some of the news that's been circulating around China. Now, if you haven't paid attention too much, if we want to kind of zoom out here just overall, you know, news surrounding China has driven the price of Bitcoin from almost an all-time high of around $5,000 all the way down to $3,000, and now is recovered, you know, fairly nicely to a little bit above 3,900. That news was specifically in regards to China first banning ICOs, the participation of Chinese citizens within ICOs, and major restrictions around initial coin offerings. And then a couple weeks later, China came out and put the clamp down on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency exchanges, effectively making them shut down. So BTCC, Bitcoin China was one of the first ones. A number of other exchanges followed. OKCoin and Huobi are being forced to shut down by the end of October, I believe. And those are, you know, some of the biggest exchanges, or were at this point in time, no longer, were some of the biggest exchanges in the world. OKCoin and Huobi were top 10 exchanges by volume in the entire world. So, you know, that sounds bad enough. No ICOs and then shutting down exchanges to allow Chinese citizens to get the yuan into Bitcoin or cryptocurrency or whatever it might be. But how can it get much worse? Well, apparently there are rumors right now that things are getting worse. So Spencer Bogart tweeted this. If you're not familiar with him, you should give him a follow on Twitter. He is the head of research at Blockchain Capital, which is and used to work at Needham, which is an investment firm. And Blockchain Capital is a pretty legit VC type company solely in the cryptocurrency space. So the head of research there, I think, has a pretty good finger on what is happening and how things are progressing. So basically what he's mentioning is, and this was yesterday, September 20th, people that have been asking about a China update, essentially saying the worst is yet to come. Note that it's unconfirmed for now, but what he said is kind of there's a couple different potential things that could happen. Number one, that the most conservative thing that could potentially happen is that over-the-counter OTC trading, over-the-counter trading is banned in China, so that not only can you not have centralized exchanges like you do with, not only are centralized exchanges like OKCoin or Huobi banned, but in addition to that, you can't, if I'm in the United States, I'm not a citizen of China, whatever. But I can't, if I was in China, I couldn't have a Bitcoin wallet on my phone, or, you know, I couldn't be running a Bitcoin node on my computer, and I couldn't transact, I'm not supposed to be able to transact from myself to another person, basically just straight up outright banning the over-the-counter trading of Bitcoin. And what he says, will happen with that is essentially the miners in China, which is the vast majority of mining is done in China because of cheap electricity. So large companies, you can see here, pulled up an article here, and I can post this as well. China's largest Bitcoin mine. This is Bitmain, everybody's favorite Jihan Wu. I say that somewhat sarcastically because I know there's a lot of drama around Bitcoin Cash, but you know, there's legitimate massive Bitcoin farms in Bitcoin farms in China, Bitmain. You can see here kind of what that looks like, how that's structured. But basically, they're saying that if all these miners are kind of the most conservative thing is OTC trading is banned, the miners are getting millions of dollars of Bitcoin per day, but they're not able to sell that. So it effectively kills Chinese mining. The worst option here being that the Chinese government actually just goes in and says, you know, you're doing something illegal, like Bitcoin mining is illegal. Hey, Bitmain, we are going to, and you know, whatever other company, hey, all these buildings right here that are pumping out Bitcoin, we're actually going to take those over, and that is property of the Chinese government right now. So sucks to be you, and we're going to be mining everything. Now, a lot of the you know, kind of negative thing about that is there is so much, at least now, there is so much hashing power in China that I don't know the exact statistics there, but from a 51% attack perspective, that could very realistically be somewhat of a possibility if the Chinese government could actually go in, and not to get all conspiracy theory on you, but that's, I think, somewhat of a potential risk. And, you know, to that point, a couple other things as far as crypto goes. So those would be the two options right now, or that they're saying. Spencer Bogart is saying that the kind of most conservative, or the best thing that might happen right now, is over-the-counter trading gets banned in China. The Chinese miners are kind of screwed, and they aren't able to sell their Bitcoin within China. They have to pack up their bags and go somewhere else, do something else. Alternatively, the worst case scenario is that the Chinese government actually just kind of like raids Bitmain and these other Chinese miners and takes over all their equipment and starts mining it themselves, or doing whatever the hell they want to do with that, with these mining farms. So not great news there. Now, another thing that's fairly interesting that could certainly have an impact on the market, I don't know if it's as impactful, but some things that I've heard in regards to OKCoin and Huobi executives is that OKCoin and Huobi executives have sold or had as much as $100 million US that they had taken from basically their customers. They had money sitting in cash, and they put that into high risk, high reward type investments that they were utilizing for their own profit. So kind of similar to what a bank might do, but essentially shadow banking, where, you know, you are giving your, let's say you are in China right now, you had 10 Bitcoin and you put it into OKCoin, Huobi, you were leaving it on that exchange for whatever reason, never a good idea, but you were leaving it on that exchange for whatever reason on OKCoin. Apparently there is rumors that OKCoin and Huobi, that executives from those companies were taking the Bitcoin that was sitting on your, you know, sitting on their, you know, within their wallets, whatever it was, and basically gambling that to make profits for themselves, and then kind of hoping that those gambles paid off. They kept the profits, you kept your money. But a lot of this is really interesting. I think it's developing somewhat quickly. But I mean, in my opinion, kind of how this is going, and where, you know, what we might see here in the future is, it's going to be interesting how this plays out. You know, one thing I will notice is Spencer mentions, you know, this is all this is speculative rumors right now. There's a lot of rumors floating around, but I've said it before and I'll say it again. I said it when the Chinese ICO kind of rumors came out. I talked about the China ICO rumors, and everybody's like, "Yo, you're full of crap. This is not going to happen. China's not going to ban ICOs." 3 days later, they come out and ban ICOs. I was like, "Ah, oh, that's interesting." And then when the Chinese regulation came out, or there were news about China just straight up banning exchanges, there were all these articles in Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg, and everybody else is saying, like, Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal, who are your sources? Where are your sources? This is FUD. You're trying to drop the price, whatever. A couple days later, China comes out and bans exchanges. So there's some type of correlation in China with these sources, with these confirmed rumors. The past two times there's been unconfirmed rumors, those rumors have come true. So, that doesn't necessarily mean that this is going to happen for sure, but I would put some credence into these rumors where, OTC trading could get banned in China. You could see more of a price drop. So I would look at that, and I would, if you are holding Bitcoin and you don't really give a crap about what goes up, what goes down, if you're holding cryptocurrency, you don't care what goes up, what goes down, then who cares? Just hold on, enjoy the ride. If you are trading, it might, give some really volatile, nice options for trading. We are potentially in, if China comes out and bans OTC trading, you're going to see a drop. That's my opinion. You're going to see a drop. However, if you are looking to potentially dollar cost average your way into Bitcoin, if you are looking to dollar cost average your way into crypto right now, this could be a good time, in my opinion. I might be looking at, and myself personally, maybe setting some buy orders at 3,200, maybe setting some buy orders for Bitcoin at 3,000, maybe for Ethereum, setting some buy orders at 200 or 220, setting lower buy orders if there is a 25% drop in a day or a 30% drop in a day, whatever it might be, when OTC trading gets banned in China and the whole market goes nuts. Like I said, as of now, it's rumors. Long term, do I think even if this stuff comes to fruition, it's going to have an incredibly massive effect on Bitcoin and ruin Bitcoin's future? No, I don't think that. But could it have a shock in the marketplace in the near term? Yeah, absolutely. Can you make money off that shock? Yeah, you can. Can you lose money if you sell your crypto because you freak out? Yeah, you can. So, unless you're going to be either trading it and trying to buy back in lower, that's something, but that's something to consider. But I think this news, in my opinion, could potentially present a really good opportunity to dollar cost average your way in. So setting some cascading buy orders lower and lower, so you can buy in when you feel comfortable. I think that's a really good opportunity as well. Now, one thing to mention too, and this is the founder of Augur, Jeremy Gardner, and I think this has some level of truth, and I think also some people just aren't calculating how severe some of this stuff is. But Jeremy mentions, is it possible that the Bitcoin industry right now is just so desensitized to fear, uncertainty, and doubt to FUD that we're failing to recognize the severity of the China situation? So there have been multiple people that are now saying, this shit happening in China right now is pretty severe. Like it's severe, and there are potentially some pretty big issues there, but the Bitcoin industry right now just doesn't even care about how much FUD is happening, and it's just chugging along. I think, in my opinion, with the potential severity of this, like I said, is the Bitcoin industry desensitized to some FUD? Yeah. At the same point in time, look at what happened when they banned exchanges. I wouldn't call that decent. I wouldn't call a 30% drop, completely desensitized to FUD. So if these rumors become true, granted, it's an if, it's not a when, it's an if, but judging from some past experiences with China where there's been rumors, there's been truth. If these rumors become true, I think that it's going to drop the price, kind of similar to what you saw when China banned ICOs, similar to what you saw when China banned these centralized exchanges, or forced them to shut down in the near future. So could we see another drop here? I think that's certainly possible. Will this give you an opportunity to buy crypto at a cheaper rate? I think so. So if that's something that you're interested in, if you're looking to dollar cost average your way in and get cheaper Bitcoin or cheaper Ethereum or cheaper altcoin, I think that's definitely going to be a realistic possibility here, whether it's in the coming days or weeks. We'll see how that affects things, but I'm going to keep if you follow me, you can shoot me a follow on Twitter. Anytime I try to, I'll link to myself here, but basically anytime I see any solid information, on what's happening in the marketplace, I try to give a quick retweet or, you know, kind of pass that along to people. But it is, it's really, I think, important to stay up on this information as much as possible. You know, if you are interested, a lot of times you can literally just like hold your crypto, do your own thing, not check your phone, not watch me on YouTube, not do anything, and you'll be fine. Like, shit ain't gonna change. You're not gonna be as tempted to do things. But this is, for me, it's something that I'm really interested in. The marketplace is something that I'm really interested in. The news, how things develop. That's what I like to study. That's what I like to pay attention to. So even something here where, you know, this is back from a while ago, but this was back in August 22nd, what I was referring to before about Huobi and OKCoin having invested $150 million of their client deposits for themselves. And then somebody said, kind of, Demeester, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right at all, but in regards to Spencer's tweet about seeing extreme punishment for crypto execs that invested client funds without their consent, he's referring to back about a month ago when he talked about OKCoin and Huobi, and that's what I was talking about, investing about $150 million of their idle client funds into high-yielding, risky bets for, you know, their own gain. And those execs from Huobi and OKCoin could potentially be, you know, locked up like Jack Sparrow in some Pirates of the Caribbean jail in China for the rest of their lives. So who knows what's going to happen there? But summarizing everything, summarizing what's going on right now, in my opinion, as I continue to look at this market, as I continue to see things moving forward, I think there is going to be, the more rumors I see, the more very intelligent people in the space, like the head of research at a blockchain VC firm and the founder of Augur, talking significantly about the severity of what is happening in China, that makes me think more and more that there is potentially going to be some price shocks in the marketplace that could give you an opportunity either from a trading perspective, or if you're just looking to set some lower buy orders and dollar cost average yourself into the market cheaper, that would kind of be my recommendation on how to play this. The rest of, typically, if whether or not, you know, it's just Bitcoin mining and ASIC mining, or, you know, it has nothing to do or not as much to do with Ethereum or whatever, or some of these other altcoins, it doesn't really matter. If Bitcoin, for the most part, takes a hit, everything else takes a hit as much, if not more, typically. So it's going to give you discount buys on pretty much everything in the marketplace if this goes to, you know, if this goes down to all hell. But outside of that, too, I mean, long term, I don't see this unless China comes in and literally, unless China comes in and nationalizes mining, which I think is pretty scary. I think that's kind of conspiracy theorist and a little bit far fetched, but not out of the realm of possibility. I think it'll be okay. You know, I think hopefully the Chinese miners just pack their shit up and move to Iceland or whatever that, you know, wherever the hell they go for cheap electricity and cheap energy. So we'll see how it develops. For right now, I'm keeping an eye on things. There's kind of some nice little price swings that you can trade here and there if you're trying to just flip some things and make some money. So I think we're going to see some increased volatility. As of right now, I think there's a potential for those price swings. But keep your eye on how things move forward. I think there might be some truth to these rumors, potentially some truth to these rumors if how the past ones have gone. But I'd love to hear your thoughts within the comments. Let me know your thoughts on what the hell is going on with China. Give me your theories. Give me your strategies. Love to hear it. Thank you so much for your time. If you are new to the channel, I hope you found this helpful. I hope you found this educational in some way, shape, or form. I know this is a lot of rumors and things like that, but hopefully it'll help, and we can look back in a couple days or in a couple weeks and see what was true about this, what was not true. My name is Rob from Crypto Bobby. Thank you so much for your time. Hit the subscribe button if you are new to the channel. And if you can hit the like button, if you have been a subscriber, hit that like button so we can get this out to as many people as possible. Help as many people make some educated decisions there. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good one. Peace.